Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome into the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack, on a beautiful Thursday. Probably going to be one of the hottest days in history on this day, according to our good friend Mike Witcher, who provides us with our weather updates here at the station. Tennessee taking on Florida in a three-game series starting tonight in Gainesville. That game is going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Actually, get a game on one of the flagship stations.
I thought it was ESPN.
That's ESPN2.
Is it? Okay.
It's the two.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's huge either way.
Doesn't change the fact that I'm never going to work for ESPN. They'd have me on ESPN 1, 2, 3, ESPN News, ESPN U, ESPN Radio, and then come up a little puny check.
Aren't going to work you like a dog.
Work me like a dog, not pay me. That is not going to happen, but Tennessee will play tonight.
Big series.
7 o'clock, it is a huge series, in which we are hoping, you know, at this point, I mean, hosting a super or hosting a regional is probably going to happen at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
But you want to host a super. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to have your super regional at home, and it looks like we have a good chance of doing so.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, even last year, we thought even not hosting the regional, but see – and the other bracket had lost, right?
Yeah.
And we thought there was a chance that we'd get the super in Knoxville, but they chose Southern Miss over us. So
yeah,
they regret that, but yeah. So we'll see. Yeah. It's huge.
It is what it is. And, you know, something else that we're going to hit on, and we might carry it into two segments here, and it's mainly because this experiment that Colorado has done and is still doing has gone horribly wrong. At first, you were getting a lot of publicity to Colorado. And I would say it was good pub for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you had Deion Sanders, who had coached a couple of years at Jackson State with, and had his son Shador at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they go out, they beat TCU, who was just in the national championship game the year prior. We did not realize how overrated TCU was.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then you go out and you win again. And then you win again. You're 3-0. You're Colorado. You're 3-0. You had only won a single game the year prior to that.
Yeah.
And then you proceed to only win one more game the rest of the year. Some terrible losses on that schedule, by the way.
Yeah, not
terrible
good.
Losses.
Yeah, not good.
And all of a sudden, it was like, okay, well, this is more of an entertainment venue than it is about football. You had celebrities coming by, Hall of Famers in the NFL that were coming by. But how was he running the program behind closed doors, off camera? Because we all saw what happened on camera.
Right.
And a lot of us remember the video in which Colorado State's coach had said something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. But all of a sudden, the camera starts. And it's Deion Jr., I believe, that is running the camera. And all of a sudden, it just pans to coach. Starts blowing the whistle. Says, beautiful day, ain't it? He's like, y'all ain't going to believe this bull junk that I just read on the internet. Saying that we did this and we did that, and now it's personal. That was the whole motto behind that team last year was, it's personal. Well, guess what? You almost lost that game to your in-state rival, who is in a Group of Five conference. You didn't do anything else the rest of the year, really. And yesterday, you have Deion, and Shador going after a guy that transferred out of there. It was Xavier Smith, who was a former Colorado Buffalo that entered the transfer portal. And in a story published by The Athletic, Xavier Smith says, Deion Sanders, quote, never even tried to get to know me, and that he was, quote, destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. Shador Sanders posted to Twitter, said that he didn't remember who the guy was. I understand there's 100 guys on this roster. I understand you can't get to know everybody personally. But you at least make an effort to know who your teammates are. It's like if you're on a football team, you're at least trying to know everybody's name at some point, right?
Right.
It's like if one of my former teammates from La Follette Middle School and I guess sixth grade walked in, I'd still at least be able to know who the guy was, at least know his name. Shador Sanders posted, bro had to be very mid at best, insinuating that Smith was only an average player. The guy went on to be a freshman All-American at Austin Peay in FCS. And then he followed Scotty Walden to UTEP, who plays Tennessee this year.
So he said Deion advised him to hit the portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided he wasn't going to hit the portal and decided to try and prove himself.
He tried.
And so he went. So now he's on. He went on to Austin Peay, played really well, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't think he did.
Did what?
I think that was part of the whole Twitter spat was because someone posted his stats at Austin Peay and he only had like 4 deflections and that was it.
Still had more than. Still had more than Shiloh.
No, I understand he brought that up too, but I'm just saying I don't think he played incredibly well. I think this whole thing is just.
I mean, he was good enough to be named conference all freshman team.
What conference are they in, though?
FCS conference, but I mean, still, the fact of the matter is, he won the honor being freshman all conference.
I mean, I think the story is really about Deion and them clapping back at this guy, but this guy also went out to him on The Athletic of all places, and I guess he was just being honest about Deion's coaching, his philosophies.
But if you're a coach at that level, you're in the Big 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
You're a quarterback at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Jr. is posting about this. At what point does the athletic director look at Deion and say, hey, you got to reel your guys in? It's like, we know that this story is out there, but you cannot be going around saying everything that you're saying. It's like, it's a bad look for the program. It's a bad look for the university. And quite frankly, coach, you need to go win ball games before you open your mouth.
They might just love the publicity at this point.
They might love
what
it.
Did Deion post anything about the kid? Or is it just Shador?
It was Shador. I don't know if Deion did.
Oh, okay.
Deion quote tweeted the whole, and he said, I think it said Lord Jesus, I think is what he put out there.
Once
like,
again.
He got himself involved. And then like someone said something, I think, about his son's stats. And he goes, talks about how his sons are going to be top 5 picks. So like he's been clapping back too. Like he is getting involved and he shouldn't.
He needs to shut up is what he needs to do. You just went 4-8. You went 1-8. In your last 9 games.
And they're not projected to do very well again this year, I don't think.
Their over-under is at 5.5 wins. And in the next segment, we're going to be breaking down this schedule, and I don't even see a path to 5 wins, let alone 6.
Well, now you're reading articles that because of Shador doing this, his stock is dropping with NFL scouts and
why would you want that in your organization?
I mean, projected to be one of the top quarterbacks taken.
And you know what else he's projected to be right now?
Yeah.
A liability. Because if you think the criticism in college is bad.
I mean, I think they're both going to be gone after this season. I don't think once Shador is gone.
And maybe Deion will quit coaching and college football will be back to normal.
Because what is Deion going to stick around for?
He has no reason to stick around.
Yeah. I mean, his son's really good at football, though. I mean, I will say, Shador's pretty good.
Deion's giving the vibes right now of that dad that goes and coaches his son's baseball team until his son graduates. So you're talking about
like these coaches that basically try to live vicariously through their players.
No, I think he is trying to do everything for his sons to be the best they can be. And once his sons are gone, I think he'll leave.
He will. I mean, there's no question about that. He's not going to hang around Colorado. Why would he?
I don't know.
The guy's got plenty of money. The guy doesn't need money. They even said before they hired him, we don't have the money right now, but we will. Colorado's out there spending money like they're in Congress right now. Yeah, your ticket sales are going to be high because right now the resale value on Colorado tickets, whether it be home or away, there is only one game that is less than $100 and it's at $95. Why in the world would you pay over $100 to go watch that slop? If you pay $100 to go watch Colorado football, you're getting bamboozled.
Well, and you saw their spring game, like all the fans that came there the first year, and then compare that to most recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a huge drop-off.
It was a huge drop-off because they were bamboozled.
And you don't hear anything from the administration at all there, like the athletic director, nothing.
No.
Not a peep. I mean, maybe he'll say something today, but, I mean, when at some point you got to step in, you know, but maybe he's just scared to. It's Deion Sanders. You know, he's, you know, you're paying him all this money, but I don't know. At some point you got to do your job too. Because he's not doing his.
No, he's not doing his at all. And really neither is the athletic director. Like I mentioned, he's not even doing his job right now. And Brett, you make a good point. He might just be scared to do anything to Deion.
Yeah.
Doesn't want the backlash.
I mean, there's no telling how much money he's brought to the program just in a short time there.
I mean, he's probably brought a lot of money in.
Yeah.
A lot of money. I'm sure there are more probably on Fanatics. There's probably more Colorado gear that's been purchased in the past 18 months than there ever has been.
And the other thing is, with this guy coming out to Athletic, I mean, these other guys that are transferring out, like Cormani McClain, you know, has probably promised the world, and he's transferred out. Like, more stories are going to come out from players now that this guy's kind of opened, you know, possibly a can of worms to, and more stories are going to come out about his teachings, his philosophies. I mean, didn't he come into one of the first team meetings and says, y'all ain't good enough. You know, you're going to be out of here. And he threw them all out and brought in all, what, 70 players or whatever it was in the portal last year?
Yeah. Well, also, I don't think he phrased it exactly like that.
Well, I mean, basically didn't call him good enough, right?
He look, I'll say this about
I mean, they were 1-11. There's no
– Right. I'll say this about Deion, though, during that moment. He was trying to – however he phrased it, whether it was the right way to phrase it or not,
mm-hmm.
he was trying to do right by those kids in general by saying, hey, you're not going to start here. Now, if you should go ahead and jump in the portal because, you know, you're not going to be starting here. You should go ahead and jump now. Find a place where you can start. So he wasn't just saying, hey, you guys aren't good enough. Go find a lower-level program to play at because it ain't here. He's saying, listen, I'm bringing my Louis Vuittons here. I know what I'm bringing here. And unfortunately, that means that you're not going to be starting this year. So you're going to want to hop in the portal and find a place to start. So did he phrase it maybe in the best way? Did he communicate well? Because coaches do that all the time. How many guys has, you know, Rick Barnes told them, hey, by the way, you're not going to get playing time here. So,
well, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it.
Agreed, and I do agree with that. And I think Deion has made some decisions, especially recently, that has not been – look, when you're a coach, when you are supposed to be in charge of young men, trying to build them up as either players or as young men in general – your job is to take these kids from their families, to try to lead them the right direction, to give them a great experience, whether they start or they don't, and provide them with a good education, with a good person to learn from, and to be able to go play the sport, whatever it is that you enjoy. And Deion right now is kind of acting like a jerk. Like, you don't need to be on Twitter clapping back at people. Doesn't matter what they say about your son. Take the high road. Like, I don't think Colorado's going to be better next year. I don't know if Colorado will be really good under – I mean, they were better than the year before. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're bringing too much negative attention to the program, and it's just going to make things difficult. Your son shouldn't have gone on to Twitter and said, I don't even know who he is. Like, that was unnecessary.
They need to be like LaMelo Ball and just have somebody else run their social media.
Just, no, I don't even say that. I just say stay silent, man.
They're making the Ball seem like they're great people.
Just hop on Twitter.
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't think the kids are that bad of people. I just think LaVar's an idiot. I mean, and you have Cormani McClain who entered the transfer portal because he wanted to go somewhere where he could be coached up.
And why not go play for the best to ever do it? You think you're going to get coached up?
you think you're going to get coached up, but, I mean, we've seen this time and time again. Just because you were a great player does not mean you're going to be a great coach. No. We've seen great players be terrible coaches. We've seen guys that we thought were very mid players at best turn out to be some of the best coaches ever. Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Patrick Ewing. But now, Cormani McClain, like for reference, I mean, he was the number one defensive back coming out of last year's class. Five-star, number 14 prospect in the country. And he wants to go somewhere where he can get coached up because he's gone out to Colorado and he's seen the light. He knows that he will not get developed out there. They're not doing anything to help him get to the NFL. And Cormani McClain's end goal is obviously to get to the NFL. And he's not going to get that at Colorado. They're trash. Every last one of them is trash. Just saying. It's the truth. When we return, we're going to break down Colorado's schedule. A win total of 5.5 is the betting line. Over, under 5.5. When we return, we're going to see what everyone thinks. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Guys, if you have not already, go join the 37 Club today. FanRunRadio.com/the37Club. $24.99 a month, $16.99 a month, $9.99 a month. Whatever you're comfortable with, everything gets you in the Discord. The more premium of the membership, I guess I should say, you start getting merch discounts. You get that $24.99 a month membership, you get free merch. Check it out online at FanRunRadio.com/the37Club. All right, guys, here it is. We're about to break down the Colorado Buffaloes 2024 schedule. Their first game actually already has a line out on it.
Really?
They start out the season on Thursday, August the 29th, against North Dakota State, in which they are only a 7.5-point favorite.
That's wildly low.
You think that's low?
Isn't I mean, North Dakota State pretty good? I mean, aren't they good in their division?
I mean, for the FCS, they might be good, but still.
They've been a giant slayer before. Mm-hmm. So, since 2010, North Dakota State has been the FCS champion in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2021.
Ooh. Man. Okay.
Respect.
They have been the conference champions, whether they were in FCS or Division II, 37 times. Did y'all get to watch any of the FCS championships last year?
No.
You didn't watch any of it at all?
Were you locked in, Jake?
It was actually more entertaining than a lot of the bowl games were on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was pretty locked in. I mean, here's the thing, guys. North Dakota State's going to win this ball game.
What?
That no, would not. Be cinema.
No, they're not.
I'm taking the North Dakota State money line.
See, I feel like that's their only, like, for sure they should probably win game because the rest of these are just, like, 50-50 toss-ups.
Yeah, I don't know hardly anything about these other teams they're playing.
Even Colorado State gave them a run for their money last year, and now it's at Colorado
it's there,
State.
Yeah.
Could be tough. Could be a tough year.
Yeah. They've had some good – I mean, Wentz played there. Christian Watson, who's pretty good for the Green Bay, went there.
Went Trey Lance there, too.
So, Marcus, you're marking this down as a win for Colorado.
Yes.
Brett?
Yes, it's a win for Colorado.
Jack?
I'll give him a win.
Okay. I
think Shadur can win that one.
One loss, three wins. All right, at Nebraska.
Win.
Loss.
How good is Nebraska going to be?
Not good.
Like, they were terrible last year, right?
New quarterback.
I like Matt Rhule.
What's
Matt Rhule?
That talented quarterback, though, right? Oh, yeah. Talented freshman kid that was going to go to Georgia.
Is that Dylan?
Rayola.
Oh, yeah. I'm going Nebraska for sure.
I think I got the corner.
Y'all see the spring game clips of him? Looking a little Mahomey. Looking a little Mahomey.
It's spring practice, bro.
I'm just saying, he had the same aura.
That's all we can go on right
he
now.
He had the same aura.
Brett, you got a win or a loss?
I got Nebraska winning that one.
Okay, so that's a loss. All right. At Colorado State. Colorado State's just not that good, guys.
they almost, as Jack said, they almost beat them last year, right?
It is a rivalry game in which you throw all common sense out the window.
It's even more a rivalry game after all those comments after.
Colorado State, by logic, should win this game, but since it's a rivalry game, I'm going to win for Colorado.
I've got Colorado State winning that one, I think.
Marcus?
Win for Colorado.
Jack?
I'll go Colorado too, yeah.
I got one.
Marcus, you had them 3-0 starting out the year.
Yippers.
And then they play Baylor, who was atrocious last year.
Do they still have Dave Aranda?
Yeah.
Yikes.
People wanted him as our coach. I'm going to go a win for Colorado in that one. God. Baylor's awful.
Yeah, I'll go Colorado as well, I think.
Marcus.
Win.
Give me the Buffs.
2-2.
Marcus, you have them at 4-0.
Yes, sir.
About to be, wow.
About to play UT in the playoff, it looks like.
Marcus, are you on dope?
Oh, it's all right.
The only difference the only difference between me and you is the – well, yeah. You don't count because you got North Dakota State. The only difference between me and you
– I'm 2-2.
Oh. Who? Maybe it's
I'm
you?
I'm 3-1.
Okay, yeah. It's you then. Okay, it's the Nebraska.
Yeah, your buddy's over there.
UCF, September 28th at UCF. UCF gets the win.
Yeah, I got UCF.
Who does UCF have now?
That quarterback, like no one.
The Gus Bus.
That's not who their quarterback is, though. But they were terrible last year.
They weren't terrible last year. They made a bowl game.
They lost to Georgia Tech.
They lost to Georgia Tech.
Marcus, win or a loss for Colorado?
Win for Colorado.
It's oh, my God.
UCF is garbage.
Your over-under is 5.5.
Marcus, you're
going to
have them in the college football playoff.
They're garbage.
Buffalo Marcus.
Oh, man.
Buffalo Marcus.
Man, Shadur Heisman already.
Give me UCF.
He's leading the Heisman polls. Game day is probably going out there for Kansas State for Marcus right now.
They're garbage. UCF is garbage.
Marcus.
Colorado is not good either. You act like they're world beaters.
They're garbage.
They gave the most sacks in the country last year.
Marcus, we're going to make you a shirt. And on the front, it's just going to say bull junk.
Huh?
All right, keep That's going.
A terrible
keep going.
Shirt.
Kansas State. Kansas State gets the win for me, Brett.
You know, 6-7 isn't garbage. I guess I was wrong.
You already
got,
made your pick.
I'll go Colorado.
No, I'm stick with my pick. I was being sarcastic, and it's still garbage. UCF is garbage.
Okay. Give me Kansas State. Kansas State got to win this.
We're going to skip their bye week? I think that's a win.
Probably a loss because they'll get on social media.
Yeah, no joke. Marcus.
When they're 5-0 and people are going crazy.
Win or a loss for Colorado against K-State?
Oh, look at that smile. He's gotten 6-0 for sure.
It's a win.
Oh, my God.
This has to be a loss.
Kansas State wasn't bad either. Kansas State was bad as well.
At Arizona.
Arizona's going to blow the doors off them.
Arizona is one of the toughest places to play at
Arizona.
Night.
They're going to be good this year.
It's going to be a tough loss. It's going to be close.
Thank God you finally put
it's
some of
be,
that loss
probably,
he hasn't said yet. It's probably, is it a tough loss for who?
It's going to be 40-30. However that makes sense. But yeah, Arizona won that one.
Cincinnati, who was awful last year. I'm going to give the win to Colorado.
Which, by the way, Cincinnati beat UCF last year. Just want to point that out.
I know.
So if they were awful and they beat UCF, come on. Yeah, they're going to beat Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're going to beat Cincinnati, yes. I still don't know any of these teams.
7-1, that's not bad.
That's really good.
Golly.
At Texas Tech. I'm marking that down as a loss.
I think it – yeah, it's a loss. Yeah, Texas Tech was all were decent last
Give me
year.
Colorado.
Was Texas Tech all right last year?
I thought they were. They Am
were,
I wrong?
They were probably 6-6.
Yeah.
Did they make a bowl game?
They did. They played Cal and won.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they beat Cal. Yeah, they went 7-6.
Real tough one.
With Joey McGuire at quarterback, or as coach. Quarterback. Oh, they still do the air raid, apparently.
Win or loss?
I'm going to say win.
Marcus.
Just let it go. Just
you currently have them at 8-1.
It's actually a lot better than I thought they were going to do.
Marcus.
Just keep going.
I didn't look at their schedule. I didn't realize who they were
Next
playing.
Next one's a loss.
Ultra horses.
Utah. Loss.
Yeah, Utah's beating them.
Utah's got to win that.
like an eighth year quarterback, whatever.
They lost that one.
What's that quarterback's name? It's like in his eighth year.
Oh, like, Cam Rising.
Yeah, they're supposed to be back every week last
Marcus,
year.
Marcus, Colorado or Utah?
It's going to be another tough loss. Close one. It's going to be 56-45.
Oh, my
gosh. Utah's going to win that one.
Kansas. At Kansas, I'm marking it down as a Kansas dub.
Yeah, Kansas wins.
Kansas, baby.
Does Kansas have their quarterback back?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, he would have been.
You're about to say
I don't think he got drafted.
It depends. It depends on if they brought their quarterback back. It really matters.
What's his name?
Bean.
Bean
is Bean back?
Is that his name?
Jason Bean.
Is he back?
No, I'm talking about the other guy. It was like Daniels or not Daniels.
Oh yeah, it was Daniels. Jalen Daniels. I forgot he got hurt.
He has the same name though. As I'm getting him confused with the
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. So is that okay? So whoever. Jack just
I just need to know if the quarterback is back. This will determine my.
Jalen Daniels was a junior, so yes.
So he is back?
Yeah.
All right, that's a Kansas win then.
Last game of the year, Oklahoma State. That's a loss.
Oklahoma State had a down year, though, right?
Mm-hmm. They still got Gundy.
Well, he's not.
He's not he's
we
not
tried
not
to hire him,
anymore.
Too.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's still going to win that one.
Jack?
Give me Colorado.
Oh, God.
This is going to be the funnest schedule to go back and look at during the season. Just
Oklahoma
football's 5 months away.
Oklahoma State did play in the Big 12 championship where they got destroyed by Texas 49-21.
Okay.
Then they beat Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl.
So what was their final record? Nine? That was 8 wins?
They went 10-4.
Wow. Okay.
Give me Colorado.
What did Marcus have him go right there, 10-2?
This is
9-3.
Absolutely atrocious.
I think I can't remember. What do we all say? You wrote them all down.
Tallying up.
Okay.
Here's what I'll say about my picks. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State, I guess. Those are all toss-ups to me because I don't think
they play any of those.
Kansas Tech, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State, I don't think are that good.
Well, yeah.
Like I get they went 10-4, sure, and they barely like they squeaked in. They shouldn't have been the team in that championship game versus Texas, but because clearly,
so.
But I think those games are toss-ups, and I'm leaning towards Colorado. Now, if we're going to be honest, North Dakota State, Nebraska, Colorado State, Baylor, and UCF, those are all games they should easily win. Because North Dakota State has not played anyone up to their level. Even if you don't – hold on.
Stop.
Even if you don't think that Colorado's that great, they're still better than North Dakota State.
We're going to find out. The best part is they're going to play.
Nebraska.
So. He's not wrong either when he says that.
He's not wrong. But here's the thing, man. We got to start putting some common sense into this show.
Okay, well, let's also
you
say
– you said North Dakota State was going to win. That's
they have
not
a shot.
Common sense.
They have a shot.
Well, we can also say Colorado's going to have the best two players on the field every time they're out on the field.
Probably.
Nebraska's not good. I'm sorry, but Matt
Colorado
Rhule,
beat him by 22 last year.
Matt Rhule is not a good coach. Like he's not bringing Nebraska
Arizona
back.
Arizona only beat him by 3 last
Colorado
year.
Colorado State, sure, it's a rivalry game, but I still see Colorado winning that one pretty easily. Baylor, as you mentioned, is trash. UCF, trash. Whether you agree with me or not, that's fine, but it is trash. That's 4 or 5 wins right there. Cincinnati's not good. That's 6 wins. Like, sure, Arizona, Utah, and Kansas are games that can be clear losses.
You had them going 9-3.
Yeah, it's a pretty good record.
You would have Dion in the GOAT talk.
No, I wouldn't. GOAT? For winning 9 games?
You make your biggest – you know if you have a great coach, if they make their biggest jump from year 1 to year 2. Josh Heupel. 7-6, year 1.
Okay.
11-2 in year 2. That's a 5-game jump.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's GOAT.
You have them going 9-3. Yeah. I'm disappointed in you, Marcus.
I'm disappointed in you think Colorado State's going to win.
I don't have Colorado State.
Or North Dakota State, sorry.
Yeah, I think they have a legitimate shot.
I think that's silly.
What was everyone else's final tallies?
You got them at 6-6. You barely have the over. Brett, you have the under at 4-8. I have them at 3-9.
Wow. 3-9 is kind of crazy.
I think this is the one we have to revisit every week.
Let's get Joshy Boy in here next. Joshy Boy, what's up, man?
You care if I give you their record?
Sure, go ahead.
Can you read the games off to me?
North Dakota State.
I'm going to say that's a loss.
That's silly.
Nebraska.
Win.
Colorado State.
Win.
What?
Baylor.
Wow.
I'm going to give them a slot win.
That was your one loss to at North Dakota State.
At UCF.
Loss.
Kansas State.
Loss.
Arizona.
Loss.
Cincinnati.
Win.
Texas Tech.
Loss.
Utah.
Loss.
Kansas.
Loss.
Oklahoma State.
Loss.
You got them going 4-8.
Yep.
Wow.
Is that what they went last year, Jake?
Yeah. Yeah, they went 4-8, and
they're not losing to North Dakota State.
Joshy, they went 1-8 in their last 9.
I'm willing to put money on that.
They're going to be terrible.
They're not losing to North Dakota.
They're going to be absolutely awful.
Jake, can we say this? Nico was eligible this year to go to the draft. He would definitely go be picked before Shador Sanders.
Yes.
No, no, we can't. Yeah. No, you can't say that. He hasn't played a single down of college. Like, we have
he
no.
He played in the bowl game.
Okay, fine. He played a bowl game. Shador played an entire season.
He won the MVP as a freshman in his first ever game.
You can't say
Shador's
that he's
projected to be like one of the top picks.
Hold on.
King Nico.
No, hold on. You can't. No, you can't.
Go ahead, Mark.
When you look up a pile of games, when you have one game versus entire season, at that point you have to be honest with yourself and say you can't say that Nico would go above Shador because he has not played the same amount of games. He has not played the same amount of guys on that level of college football. No, you can't say that. This isn't basketball. You can't just go from high school and jump into the pros. So, no, he would not, like, until I see a full season of Nico, which we will get this year, and we will have 2 years of Shador Sanders, we can then say at the end of the season, oh, yeah, Nico would go before.
Well, you've had two seasons of Shador, right? You saw him
I'm not counting
Jackson. Why? He's playing football. It's more than Nico's done.
Do you really want me to say it?
Sure.
It's a lower level of talent. Okay. I'm sorry. Like it.
So did Carson Wentz.
I support HBCU, but it's
the
not the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Brett, do you agree with that or no?
No, I agree with Marcus as far as the Nico Shador talk. I mean, we have.
So you think Shador's better than Nico?
Today, yes.
No.
Wait, Jake, come on, man.
We have to be honest with ourselves.
I am being
honest
with myself.
I love Nico. I want him to have the best season in college football, but I got to be real.
Shador threw 27 touchdowns and had like 3 picks.
Shador wasn't the problem for Colorado. It was every other area.
Yeah. Their offensive line was pretty horrible.
I mean, anytime you're having to play a guy both sides of the ball because you don't have enough players, you know, it's not good. But yeah. I don't know. Shador, yeah, could he have been better? Yes, but it was first time also, you know, playing a higher level, like Marcus said, you know, football against better competition, and he was running for his life. He was the most sacked quarterback in the country last year by a wide margin.
Well, get a better offensive line.
That's what I'm saying.
Why
but
are you,
I mean,
why
I'm
you
just,
the quarterback for that? It's not his fault. It's not his fault.
It's like Caleb Williams. I mean, Caleb Williams was running for his life too.
Bum.
Yeah.
Bum.
Jake, are we worried any bit about Tennessee losing that midweek game against Lipscomb?
No. No, no. I kind of overreacted yesterday, but
I don't know why. You shouldn't lose to Lipscomb.
You shouldn't lose to Lipscomb. But like
you haven't played. You also haven't played well in your last 3 games. Now, you're lucky to win 2 of those against Missouri. But, again, your offense has kind of gone a little stagnant here, and it's not a good trend right now.
I mean, we're going to get two or three this weekend.
I hope you're right.
You think so?
I think so. Joshy, we appreciate the phone call, man. We got to run. Stay with us. Final segment of hour number one, and the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Surprised you didn't do your intro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that it was my segment now.
That's
you know
a
what?
Good intro, too.
You know what? You bring up a valid point.
Oh, God.
It's time for the most controversial segment at Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
I'll be honest, I genuinely forgot. That was an accident by me.
Oh, my goodness. Just go ahead and get on with your segment. Hello. It's brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Hello.
There's a few things we can talk about during this segment.
Okay.
I'll let this play in the background while we start.
Sure, go ahead. It's a great song.
Well, first off, clearly I just would like to say real quick, I stand by my final standings of Colorado. They're going to go 9-3. I'm sticking with that. Because they're definitely beating North Dakota State.
No, they're not.
They are. I'm gonna throw something else out there.
Go ahead.
I don't think Sanders is going to be a top five pick.
Good.
He'll be a top 10 pick, maybe. On the edge, because there's always going to be someone who's going to overdraft a quarterback.
James Pierce.
He's not a quarterback.
I thought you said an edge. What?
I said someone's always going to overdraft a quarterback.
Just like that.
I need
Caleb
you to
Williams.
Listen to me.
All right. I'll lock in, golly.
Here's the thing when it comes to the NFL draft. More teams are going to overdraft quarterbacks, trade up to draft quarterbacks, and make mistakes at quarterback, especially in the first round, than any other position. Running back does not matter in the first round anymore. Like, I know we saw it with Zeke Elliott and Saquon Barkley, but we're not going to see that.
Well, Gibbs was all right for Detroit, right? Wasn't he a pretty high
pick?
He
was a first-round pick. He was like 22.
Oh, I thought he was like top 10 for the Lions.
No, he wasn't top 10. Mm-hmm. He was at least in the teens, but I think it was in the early 20s.
Definitely, yeah.
I'll double-check that. Maybe 18? Anyway, you don't see that very often. You have to be pretty talented, mm-hmm. and sometimes people stretch on that. That first round is mainly going to be wide receivers. It's mainly going to be offensive linemen, defensive linemen, the positions that seem to matter most in the NFL. Wide receiver. I don't know if I said that. I think I did.
You did, yes.
And quarterback. Obviously quarterback. And people are going to overdraft certain quarterbacks. And I think Sanders is going to be one of them. I don't think he'll be top five, though. And I'm starting to worry, based on some of the things that Deion has said about where his son is only going to play for certain teams, is he going to be, like we mentioned, the LeVar Ball of the NFL?
Yes.
Is he going to say, my son is not going to play for anyone but X, Y, and Z? He won't play for anyone but the Dallas Cowboys. So Dallas, you got to get rid of Dak if you want my son to come there. The question is Sanders more of a LaMelo? Is he one of the other brothers who I, for some reason, can't remember?
I mean, if you can't,
who's the one
in
Chicago?
If you compare the three kids, you're thinking Alonzo.
Alonzo.
But.
Yeah, I mean, he Alonzo?
He would be the LaMelo in that situation. Deion Jr. would be Jello.
But you'd actually listen to Deion. Deion knows. LeVar knew nothing about basketball. Ever seen him try to
play?
He
raised three athletic boys.
He did, but I mean, I think I'd listen to Deion. Right? When it comes to football, you wouldn't. Okay, over LeVar.
I'd rather listen to LeVar.
Deion actually did it.
Yeah. So. Yes. At the best, I mean, he's arguably top five player of any position in the history of the game.
Yeah, but at least if I'm talking LeVar Ball, I'm going to get some Big Baller Brand merch out of the deal.
Jesus.
I'm very glad he has disappeared from society.
So right now, Shadir's projected ninth, early, obviously very early.
To who?
Raiders. Which he would be the second quarterback off the board because Carson Beck is number one going to the Giants.
That's crazy.
Here's the other thing.
Carson Beck.
Titans getting James Pearson this.
Wow.
At four.
Here's the other thing. And I know this is going to sound like slander, and I promise it's not. It's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
James Pierce is probably going to be a top five pick.
Yes.
He's not going to be first overall.
Do you know that Big Baller Brand has a racing line?
Can I go back to Shadir real quick?
Sure.
To ask you a question?
Sure.
So if in your scenario, if they go 9-3, it's because of Shedeur Sanders, right? He's played unbelievable football.
Yeah, that.
And you're going to say he's not going to get drafted number one overall or first quarterback off the board to turn that team around?
Well, I think going 9-3, but also you'd have to imagine Travis Stevens.
I mean, he's
Travis
probably up Stevens. For the Heisman.
Hunter probably has.
Yeah, Hunter's high up here. He's 7th overall. And
he should be focusing on one position, by the way. I've said this before, too.
He got hurt.
Stop doing both. Mm-hmm. Like, you are going to be a electric cornerback in my mind. Yeah, you can be a great receiver, too, sure. And maybe you go out for a couple plays here and there, but you should focus on the defensive side of the ball. That's going
to
get you drafted.
Yeah, and I guess we saw Eli do it, right? Eli was supposed to go, was it San Diego?
Yeah.
And wanted to be in New York?
Mm-hmm.
And so they traded him?
They tried.
And didn't, am I wrong on even Kobe? Didn't Kobe get drafted and wanted to be in L.A. or something?
He got drafted to Charlotte and then traded.
So, I mean, we've actually seen what the scenario you're
talking
about.
Kobe got traded, though. Like, that's the difference.
But he got picked. He was going to go to Charlotte, and he wanted out. He didn't want to play in Charlotte. He wanted to go to be in a big brand.
No, Jerry West wanted him. They traded him. Well, they traded for him.
Well, whatever it was.
Because Kobe wasn't a top 10 pick.
I don't think we're going to see another Eli Manning, John Elway situation again.
Not John Elway. John Elway got traded? Or
he forced his way out from
I didn't know that John Elway. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
He didn't want to be a Colt.
Okay.
So he said, if you draft me, I'm not coming. I'm not going to go to Baltimore. And so the Colts were forced, their hand was forced to trade with Denver. And the same thing with Manning. He got drafted, but he forced his way out, or got drafted by San Diego and forced his way out to the Giants. We're not seeing that again.
Yeah.
And whoever drafts Sanders, I think Sanders will play for whoever. I think his dad is just doing all the talking. And honestly,
yeah.
I think Lonzo Ball, if he had, which I'm glad it didn't happen, if he somehow fell to 3.
Like if LA Celtics, wasn't there to pick him, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, if
LaMelo.
LA, yeah, if, no, Lonzo. If Lonzo. Lonzo chose not to, or if LA chose not to draft Lonzo, mm-hmm. and he dropped a 3 to the Celtics for whatever reason, and the Celtics picked him, I think he'd
That was
he'd
Tatum's draft,
Boston.
Right?
Yeah.
God, imagine that.
You want to know who went first overall?
Probably not.
Yeah. That's
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It's insane
he's,
that Tatum
kind of had a bit of a bounce back, right?
He's still
not number one pick.
I mean, he's still in the league. Yeah, yeah. I guess that's a bounce back. But yeah, to me, I don't think Sanders is going to just say, oh, no, I'm not going to play for you. I think that's just his dad talking.
I would agree. Yeah.
And so I don't think we're ever going to see that situation again. But
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if it does, though.
I don't think it will.
Especially if they're having like a losing season. And
people were trying to force it out of Caleb Williams in Chicago. There were plenty of people. I think RG3 was one of them.
Yeah.
There were plenty of people who were saying, just don't go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Just, first of all, if you're the first overall pick, I know that there's a cap now with money and stuff, but you're still going to be the better paid rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you're going to be the starter in Chicago. So the whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly before we go, what I was trying to say about James Pierce, as much as I love him, I don't think he's going to be the first overall pick. I'm sorry. In the NFL, the way that the draft works, the odds of a D lineman getting drafted first overall is rare. Sure, we have seen it somewhat recently when you look at Clowney and Walker.
Miles Garrett?
Yeah.
And Myles Garrett.
But it depends on the season. If he has a dominant season, though, like
you're telling, but no. But here's the thing: if you're picking first overall,
what if it's a team need?
Who did the Texans have at quarterback when they dropped to Clowney? It's Matt Schaub.
Wow.
They had a guy. Was he a great guy? No, but he was a guy.
Yeah.
If you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they had Trevor Lawrence. They didn't need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt the Browns had a quarterback, but they probably had someone they thought they believed in. Probably.
Well, look what the Texans did. I know it wasn't the number one pick, but they took at 3.
But here's the thing. Yeah, but then they drafted the quarterback.
Before that.
Right,
so they traded up to get an edge rusher.
But I'm saying first overall. James Pierce is not going first overall.
Okay.
If you are picking first overall, it's because you need a quarterback. The only time you're not going first overall at quarterback is because you already have a quarterback and you're needing to fill the pieces around him. I'm telling you right now, the teams who are going to be first overall next year, the odds are in my mind, here are the five teams who will be first overall next year. The Patriots, they just drafted Drake May.
Yep.
So they're not going to go for a quarterback.
Could go for Pierce.
At number two, North Carolina Panthers. They have Bryce Young. I highly doubt they're going to go for another quarterback after 2 years. I think the owner's going to – he loves Bryce Young. So my guess is he's going to want to give him another year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? You could look at the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders might. They have Aiden O'Connell right now. And I don't think they're going to have a great year this year.
So what is your argument? Because right now you're saying these teams are bad. They're going to draft – need a
– If they're going rusher. First over – they're not going to go quarterback.
I'm saying edge rusher, Pierce. You're saying Pierce is not going one, right?
Pierce isn't going one. He's going to go top five.
Okay. So you're saying quarterback right now, though.
Right. Yes, but I did kind of mess up my own argument.
Yes, you did.
I just realized that.
That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer.
I was on a roll,
Must
too.
Be 21 and older. Please drink responsibly. So stay with us. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.